This is Kathy Davis, and I am serving as the Public Affairs Director for WBAI Radio in New York City. As I came in, I handed out some papers. I understand that the board members have this in their packet already, but I don't know if everyone else has it. And it's the Pacifica Mission Statement, and I brought it. I am inspired by it every day in what I do, and I felt it would be good for all of us to remember what it is that we're doing here, and perhaps we can focus on that as we move forward. Also, I wanted to start by talking. I'm handing out now, I guess if there's anything left over at the end of the tables, they can go out to the audience. What this is the template for our public issues files. It's significant treatment of community issues. And this is one of our requirements that we assess and have a report of our programming. And for those of you who don't know too much about WBAI programming, oh, could you pass one back? One back, please. This will be a way to have a look at the significant issues that we cover. And the this particular piece of work, the public issues files, is primarily public affairs program, but it also includes arts programming and all programming that has a significant public contribution to make. And I think WBAI is very strong in that, and I wanted you to see this. Now, also what this represents is a work in progress. In order to adequately meet our obligation to create this file, and it's what determines whether or not we have a license, is that we have to get information from the producers on a weekly basis, monthly basis, daily basis, whatever that is, integrate those issues into our public issues file. So one program might have a health segment, might have a political segment, and all of that has to be properly integrated into the file. So, and what I've been trying to get and have asked for from our initial website volunteers, and even from some of our current website volunteers, is that we need some kind of database that's going to be able to assimilate this information. Since we are looking to have our license renewed, I believe it's this June that we have to have it renewed. Andrea and I had to go through the files and try to reconstitute information that had been missing maybe from a couple of years ago when we had all the political troubles. So we had to update the files, as well as we've had to recreate our system of keeping a record of programs. So this is an ongoing project that needs to be continued to be worked on. It also gives us the basis for doing a lot of things. We have on our website a listing of programs. We have on the audio archive a bunch of pieces of sound. Sometimes in between there are descriptions. So this is the one, I believe, the one place where we can start if we can put this public issue file onto a database with links to the sound. It would be a way of fulfilling our obligation as well as being able to track the archive of our station. So I wanted to present that as a work in progress, but also a work that needs support from the station. And then I have some more material here, because many of the stations, I understand, don't have a public affairs and arts department as we do at WBAI. So I wanted to speak to what it is that the public affairs department does. And so I have some handouts here again, and it's two pages. And the way the public affairs department has worked very much, it's been very much like water flowing into the cracks of whatever needs to be done. And so that means that I work with all the different staff and all the different departments for all the different needs of the station. And in public affairs, so public affairs has become quite an, I don't know, amorphous water, land, air. We have to do a little bit of everything. But on these handouts I have, one sheet is public affairs, a vision for the future. And it goes to describe not so much what only what the public affairs department needs to be, but to be able to indicate, just based on my last 3 years of working at this radio station and trying to fill in the cracks and fill in the needs, I'm able to really see internally what the station needs to survive, what it needs to create structures that work, and the kind of staffing that we need for it. Now, we have very small amount of staff, but 2 years ago, I initiated a program called the Public Affairs Volunteer Corps. And we have had volunteers who are even still in the station who have been doing a lot of the background work to assist the staff in what we have to do. And I feel that we really need to sustain that and perhaps do some funding behind it so that we can. A lot of the problem with our volunteers is that they're poor. There are people who, a couple of fund drives ago, one of our volunteers walked from the Bronx to Wall Street because he didn't have car fare. So it's a question of sometimes being able to have some kind of support for people who want to work and help at the radio station. So I do hope to do that. 3 minutes. Okay, well, that's pretty good. Okay, so I'll pass these out, and they're 2 pages each. So in that, you'll see some of the hopes and goals of that I feel would benefit this network. And I'm losing myself in my handouts. And then my final handout here is also an adjunct to the public affairs, a vision for the future, and what I felt that we need in order to move forward. And I felt that the primary thing that we needed to move forward was respect, resources, and cooperation. And there's a lot of infighting back and forth, and I'm sure I could come up with long lists of complaints against any number of people for things that I've perceived, perhaps, that I was harmed or hurt or felt afraid. But that's not really what I'm here necessarily to do right now. What I'm looking for is a way that we can stop hurting each other and having us come into work feeling upset or concerned, or going into a meeting with my worrying if we're going to be have some of the kind of hostile things that we've all heard at the different meetings. So it's a problem. And I noticed someone mentioned that the staff doesn't come to certain meetings. Well, if you've been to a local station board meeting in New York and you see that energy brought into the station and you have work to do, it's not a hard choice to make sometimes when you really have to make that choice. So as part of that, I say that we need respect, resources, cooperation. And I feel that there are many reasons why our fundraising is down. And I think that we all have a way, or have something to contribute to bring it back up. But underlying all of our financial problems at BAI, I believe, is a lack of infrastructure, a lack of process, and a lack of due process. And I think if we can work collectively on those things, then we can build a system on the ground that can handle the where we need to go, where Pacifica needs to go. And the poverty of infrastructure and problems and process, what it does is it creates for all of the members of WBAI, the staff, the producers, the listeners, the board members, we become overburdened. And because we're overburdened, we're not utilizing the talents and skills of these same producers, staff, volunteers, listeners, and board members. And I think that this is something we have to, at some point, deal with. Otherwise, BAI won't be able to thrive. And I also feel, and I'm not denying that I haven't been drawn into it, because there's been a lot of hateful things going on, and I have been drawn into it, and I'm trying to pull myself out of that. But I believe that the partisan politics that has taken hold since this election has really made it impossible for the radio station to create a workable solution and be able to sustain that solution, because the fighting is killing us.
So with each presentation, we agreed there'd be about 7.5 minutes of presenting and time for one question, or possibly two if the first one's quick. Does anybody have a question for Kathy? Okay, then we'll proceed to Bernard, and we'll... Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, just quickly, Kathy, I'd like to ask your advice about something which doesn't exist at our station, but it's something I've thought a great deal about. I noticed that you have a number of shows in a similar area that are on weekly or several times a week. I've always wondered about the possibility at Pacifica stations of having collectives that work in different areas. So, for example, if you could do a long investigative program, develop something and really talk about the tenants' rights movement and trends in housing and so on and so forth, at this coincident with things that are happening politically in the community, we might be able to do a little bit more to empower people. There is a tendency for us to get a series of programs in place, and they remain in place for a long time. They may not necessarily continue to bring forward voices that can keep us informed with new audiences and new communities. So I'm wondering if you've ever looked at public affairs in terms of trying to create groups that can report intensively over a period of time, but not necessarily indefinitely.
I think we've all looked at that, myself, Bernard, Janet. I think that's part of what we want to do to develop and move forward. If you look at some of the programs on the grid, we cover a lot of important issues. What we don't get is that information out beyond that one little Thursday at 10 a.m. where we have our indigenous programming. We have to do more to reach out and to get that program out there and to bring more of the community in to funnel through that program. So Teocasin does a good job, but the station, the infrastructure isn't there to support producers and reaching out and doing community work, so everyone's working on their own.
Thank you.